Welcome to Your Health to Go, brought to you by Demystifying Your Health, providing the clarity that you need. I'm Ashley Wood, registered nurse and author, your host. In each episode, we take a health topic that's important to you and break it down into easy-to-understand information. We also discuss the most common treatments and preventative techniques. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get started. Today's topic is Bartholin cyst. You finish going to the bathroom and are wiping yourself when you notice a small lump on one side of your vagina. It doesn't hurt, so you decide to see if it'll get better in the next few days. Unfortunately, the area starts to hurt and causes discomfort when you're walking. You go to the doctor and she tells you that you have a Bartholin cyst. What caused this to occur? Is it serious? How is it treated? Bartholin's glands are located on either side of the vaginal opening and secrete fluid that helps to lubricate the vagina. Sometimes the opening may become blocked, resulting in the fluid backing up, causing the gland to swell. Typically, this results in a painless lump. These are more common than most people realize. The reason for the blockage is thought to be an injury to or an infection of the area. Sometimes the cyst becomes infected and is filled with pus. If this happens, the lump can be painful and red. Other signs include discomfort when walking or sitting, pain during intercourse, and fever. Since only one side is usually affected, the symptoms only appear on that side. Usually, Bartholin cysts don't require treatment. Interventions are based on the cyst's size, your discomfort level, and if it's infected. For small, non-infected cysts, the first step is to try a sitz bath. This involves filling a tub with a few inches of warm water and soaking in it several times a day for a few days, which can help the cyst rupture and drain on its own. Taking over-the-counter pain relievers like acetaminophen or ibuprofen might help relieve the discomfort. For large or infected cysts, your doctor may recommend surgically draining it. The procedure can be done under local anesthesia or sedation. The doctor makes a small incision into the cyst and puts in a small rubber catheter that can stay in place for up to 6 weeks to make sure that it completely drains. If your cyst is infected or you have a sexually transmitted infection, you'll need to take antibiotics as well. If you have repeated Bartholin cysts, you might need to have a marsupialization. In this procedure, your doctor places a stitch on either side of the drainage incision to keep the opening from closing. The incision is less than a quarter of an inch long and is designed to prevent future blockages. Initially, your doctor might place a catheter in the opening to help promote drainage. If for some reason you've tried all of these options and you're still having issues with Bartholin cysts, your doctor will advise you that you should have the gland removed. There isn't anything specific you can do to prevent a Bartholin cyst from occurring. However, there are two things that you can do to reduce your chances of having one. The first is to have good hygiene habits that eliminate the possibility of infections, such as bathing regularly, but not douching or using scented products in your vaginal area. The second technique is to have safe sex practices, since this will also decrease the chances of infection. Bartholin cysts can range from uncomfortable to painful. The good news is there are ways to treat all of them. If you have any questions or concerns about Bartholin cysts, please speak with your doctor. If you would like more information, please visit Medline Plus's Bartholin cysts page. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you found the material to be valuable and helpful, please tell your friends about us. We're on social media, so like and follow us there to stay up to date on our latest information. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on our website. Stay healthy, and please join us next time on Your Health to Go. Now, time for the legal statement. Please keep in mind that the content we provide is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified, competent health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on Your Health to Go or seen on the Demystifying Your Health site. Demystifying Your Health does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned. Reliance on any information provided by Demystifying Your Health, its employees, others appearing at the invitation of Demystifying Your Health, or other visitors to the site is solely at your own risk. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately.